bored. I joined the marshals for the same reason everyone did, to chase down bad guys and bring them in. Especially with the FBI shifting its focus to anti-terrorism, we had plenty of work to do. Lots of fugitives to keep us busy. All through training, all 22 weeks of it, I'd been chomping at the bit to get out there and do my job. So imagine my surprise when my assignment had come in. I didn't mind the location. I could deal with Chicago. But WITSEC? Seriously? I went through all that shit, including kissing Senator Broadwater's ass so he might eventually nominate me for presidential appointment to be a district marshal like my dad, to babysit witnesses? What the ever-loving fuck? Just hang in there, Dad had assured me. They're hard up for witness security right now, but you won't be stuck there forever. Easy for him to say when he'd been on the tail of his first fugitive almost immediately after graduation. He'd been dropped right into an active case, and he'd slapped cuffs on a fucking serial killer within weeks. I'd been doing this for just under a year, and I hadn't put cuffs on anyone. Well, aside from that guy I'd hooked up with on vacation last summer, Phil, Paul. But as fun as that was, I hadn't exactly been hauling him off to federal prison. No, I'd spent the last 11 months babysitting, sticking with protected witnesses until they testified, and then helping them transition into their new lives. It was theoretically dangerous work, because witnesses wouldn't need protection if they weren't testifying against people who'd want them dead or otherwise silenced, but the marshals were pretty fucking good at hiding people. Once we had them, nobody was finding them. Hell, I'd gotten lost on the way to a safe house a couple of times because they were so well hidden. So we protected witnesses as if every supervillain in every comic universe was minutes away from busting down the door, hid them like we were giving the Easter Bunny a run for his money, and then almost keeled over from boredom because nothing happened. Which was good for the witness, and for us, I guess. Nothing happening meant nobody dying. I didn't want anything to happen to our witness or to any of us. But holy fuck, babysit, or WITSEC, was going to kill me. Join the U.S. Marshals, they said. It'll be fun, they said. Sam abruptly stood from the bed where he'd been sitting.
He's on his way in.
Immediately, Greg and I were on our feet. So was Alan, but, well, I wasn't sure he knew how to sit down and get comfortable, so yeah, he was already standing. Anyway, we were all instantly on alert, the room silent and each of us craning our necks to hear what was going on outside. Greg absently checked his sidearm. I realized I was doing the same thing without even thinking about it. WITSEC detail was kind of like combat. 95% boredom, 5% sheer terror. Well, okay, it wasn't really sheer terror. More like 10 minutes of excitement while a witness was handed off to us, since that was when he'd be the most vulnerable. This guy had been at a meeting with the district attorney, and now we'd be taking him into protective custody until the trial. Let the babysitting begin. Sam's phone buzzed. He looked at the screen, then at Greg, and they exchanged nods. I was still learning the telepathic signals passed between deputy marshals, but I knew the routine well enough to know what happened next. As expected, Greg and Alan stepped out. There was some activity, movement and voices, but nothing to raise alarm. A moment later, the door opened again, and they returned with a couple of FBI agents I'd met before, and, of course, the witness. There were more agents from both teams lurking outside, in the hall, in the lobby downstairs, in the parking garage, but I couldn't see any of them. And anyway, I was having a hard time seeing anyone except the witness. He was dressed down in an unzipped blue hoodie and jeans, but I instantly recognized him. Leotrim Nicolosi was not someone whose face I could forget. It wasn't just because I'd been poring over his file for the last 24 hours, memorizing details and getting a feel for just how many people wanted to shut this guy up. He was, well, who was I kidding? Criminal or not, the guy was hot. Nicolosi was one